Today's scripture is Psalm 139, verses 1 through 8 and 13 through 16. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path, my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them yet existed. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Sometimes, when I'm asked to preach, I have the sermon written almost before I finish telling Pastor Angie yes. Sometimes I write it a couple weeks before because my words went on strike in the heat. I'll let you decide what happened this time. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. Like many people, I have been influenced by the people and media around me. And this summer, I heard a song from a popular TV show. Part of it goes, "I am the girl I am because of the girl I used to be." And I thought, there could be a sermon in there. But then I went on with my day. And then one day, I was at work, and I looked up at the quote wall above my desk in the office. You may not be aware of this, but I have a wall of quotes above my desk in the office, filled with different quotes that I put up there because they bring me joy or give me a little boost when I need encouragement. One of the many Doctor Who quotes up there stood out. It was by the 13th Doctor, Jodie Whittaker. "We can evolve while still staying true to who we are. We can honor who we've been and choose who we want to be next." And I thought, okay, God, I'll write the sermon. I've been a lot of different people in my life. All different versions of myself. A little history first. I was born and spent the first 8-ish years of my life in Indiana. And I'm very sorry that not all of you got to be born and raised in Indiana, but it was awesome. We moved to Wisconsin, and I began attending this church at the tender age of 8 and a half, approximately. A shy girl with an Indiana accent and two parents who quickly became involved. I attended Vacation Bible School, Sunday school, was in Christmas pageants. I even played Mary one year and a wise man a different. I was confirmed at this church, although in a much different building. I graduated while attending this church. This church has watched me grow into an adult. I was youth leader trustee, lay reader trustee. For a brief moment, I was a woman named Hattie Pook, who spoke with a charming and not at all, exaggerated Southern accent. And this summer, for about 5 days, I was Rainbow the Butterfly trustee. I have become secretary trustee. I have been Bible study leader trustee, sign and background painter trustee, and sometimes I'm simply trustee, Jim and Patty Hook's daughter. Outside of church, I've been a lot of different versions of myself too. I've been ballet dancer trustee, cheerleader trustee, Shakespeare actress trustee, college student trustee, angry at God trustee, anxious and depressed trustee. I have been engaged woman trustee, new bride trustee, and new mom trustee. that was a very exhausting period of time. And I was even wild hair color Tressy. Even now, on different days, I'm different versions of myself. I'm wife and mom Tressy. Dog owner Tressy. I'm writer Tressy. TikTok maker Tressy. Reader Tressy. Crafter Tressy. Wild eyeshadow Tressy. And at almost 40, when I give my mom a lip, I am still Catherine Tressy. And, as she constantly points out, I am always my mama's baby. Each of these different versions of me are genuinely myself, and each phase has taught me something about myself. Each time I have outgrown one stage, I have grown into a new one, and each time I became a new me, I honored the version before and celebrated the new one I became. And one constant in all this change, God has loved each and every version of me. God made us all. He loves us all. We are all exactly who we are supposed to be. As our scripture today said, God knit us together in our mother's wombs. He made us. He knows us. All of our secrets and even the parts we try to hide. And God loves every single part. To quote an updated Bible song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Shades of brown from deep to light, we are all precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. So be weird, be quirky, be you. Don't be afraid to own and define yourself with the words you choose. Don't like who you are? Change. Become someone new who is truer to yourself. Change and grow and honor your roots and all the yous that you have been. But don't be afraid to be someone new. Do the things that bring you joy, even if they make sense to no one but yourself. Be who you want to be. But most of all, be kind. Kind to yourself, kind to others, and kind to the earth. All of us are who we are because of the things we have gone through in our lives. Be it loss, divorce, idyllic childhoods, bullying, falling in love, or simply growing up. We discover new things about ourselves through the media we consume, the people in our lives. We are influenced and de-influenced constantly. We are exactly who we are supposed to be, formed by the moments in our lives, made in God's image, and loved wholly and completely. We are forever works in progress, living and loving our neighbors as Jesus taught us. Amen and amen.